idea.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Evolved Days of Our Lives and Friends. Tonight we'll be discussing last week's show. You can call in and give us your opinion at 914-338-1239. You could call us in using Skype. Or you can join us in the chat room. We already have a bunch of friends in there already. You can make sure you follow us daily at the blog at devoveddaysofourlives.blogspot.com. And I've been updating daily like 4 or 5 new items. I just found more stuff to put on there. Actually, I just put on there now the clip of Matt Ashford and Kate Mancy at Scranton, Pennsylvania. So,
cool.
If you want to go check that out, yeah. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter. On Facebook, it's Diva Days, and we also have a fans page called Diva of Days of Our Lives. And on Twitter, we're Diva Abdul. And so far on Twitter, I have to say the Diva totally kicked ass this week. So I finally got an answer about the Soap City message board.
Yes, I heard.
Yay! That was my big exclusive of the week.
Yes, because I heard from Lisa that, and I hadn't seen it on the blog yet. From you, I mean, she'd seen it on your blog, so I was like, wow.
Yeah. At Days of Our Lives was on Twitter at the same time. I'm like, you know what the hell? Let me just ask. So I said, well. So I tweeted, I'm like, well, Soap City's been down for 3 months now. Is it coming back? Yes or no would be fine. Because we never even got a yes or a no. And we had no idea what was going on.
Right.
And they shocked me. Within a minute or two, they tweeted back, yes, but it won't be done for about a month. So, so that was big news. We had no idea. I'm assuming this is taking so long, they probably are just rebuilding the old one and not starting from scratch. If they started from scratch, that would take like a couple of days at the most.
Yeah.
But,
I hope they haven't lost all of our great pictures of Teo and Lauren and all the and Leanne.
I bet you we have to start all over.
Oh, darn. We'll have to look at those pictures all over again, huh?
We'll have to go post all those pictures.
Mm-hmm. Darn it! All those naughty conversations might be gone.
Oh, that's the only thing.
We'll just have to do it again.
Start
new ones.
No problem. All those lusting conversations, huh?
Right.
Well, they're just on Twitter now. We just moved it from there to Twitter. So
there you go.
Yeah.
We just have to do it in 140 characters or less.
yeah. It's possible.
We've just gotten more concise in our naughtiness.
Mm-hmm. Sally wants to know in the chat room whether or not the board could be run like a fascist country. Well, it depends if they kept the same
the
laws
thing.
Or not. Yeah. That's
yeah,
what I
now
like
that
about
we've been
Twitter.
Free, now that we've been free in Twitter land, it might be kind of hard
to
go back.
Yeah, Twitter, you can say anything. That's the
bomb.
Yeah.
But in a way, that might be kind of refreshing because I kind of miss the mods sometimes when we're on Twitter.
You can swear on Twitter. They don't say anything.
True.
Can use
true.
Certain words.
I do miss a few of the Sony smileys though. I never thought I would say that.
Yeah.
Twitter needs smileys. They do.
That's right.
They need Twitter needs smileys.
You gotta watch this. A lot of smileys have viruses. Maybe get them from the Smiley Central and stuff like that. So you gotta watch that.
That's true.
It's true. Well, I sorry I had to be a buzzkill on that, but yeah. So
yeah, thanks a lot
to that though.
Yeah.
Maybe it should be a buzzkill smiley.
You wasn't the one with the chainsaw, though? Maybe he's the buzzkill smiley.
There you go. There was the thud one that we had there for a while. That was good.
Yeah.
Whenever we saw a picture of Teo, we'd have the thud smiley.
So it'd be nice to, because not everybody migrated to Twitter, so it'd be kind of
nice.
That's
true.
Reunite with
There's a lot of
with friends who didn't come to Twitter.
Yeah, there's
so,
a lot of problems.
Yeah, so that's cool. If anybody didn't see the tweets, can go check them out on the blog. They're around there somewhere. From this past week, so they should be around there somewhere. But yeah, so that was really cool.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and they retweeted my link for the Mary Beth interview too. So someone at Native Our Lives must like me quite a bit.
Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So speaking of Mary Beth, yeah, we interviewed Mary Beth. It's our business middle of the day, but on Wednesday, and she was fantastic. She's so sweet, and I just saw on Facebook, and I'll put them on the blog. There's some pictures of her and Stephen Nichols. Stephen showed up at her play Murder at the Howard Johnson's that premiered last night, and she's filming The Bay this weekend. And she started taping Days of Our Lives yesterday too.
That's awesome.
And she appeared on Pretty and another web series. So I don't. And
she's
got
it all busy.
I don't know how she does it. And she did Body of Proof this week too, and that's going to be on October 18th. So she's a busy bee.
Yeah, and I bet you she's firing up her apple pie business, too, again for the holidays, huh?
She actually said it's kind of on autopilot.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's probably expanded so much. She's got other people, creating them and stuff. I mean, with her recipes, of course, but.
That was discussed during the show, but someone called in and requested blueberry pie. So that was really cute. It was covered everything. We talked about gays. I asked her because there was a rumor out there. People thought Caroline was being killed off because Kayla's – the only spoiler right now about Kayla is that she's coming back to help out with the pub. And Mary Beth really didn't give us more than that, but she did confirm Caroline's fine. So she's not getting killed off. Mm-hmm. And I asked her about if she had any scenes with Matt Ashford or anything going on with Matt, and she really didn't answer that question either. So
she said, I was listening to it today. She said, like, she didn't know. Like, all she knew was what was in the script. And so she wasn't really sure.
Hmm. Yeah, so.
They have to have scenes together, you would think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's her brother-in-law. I mean,
really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she was just fantastic, and I'm glad she's doing well so busy. I think her being on recurring was probably a good move instead of being on contract. It'd be hard for her to do all this stuff on contract. But I know Marianne's going to be disappointed. They recast Joe Lando on The Bay. He's no longer with the show. Did you hear that?
No.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, you told me. Yeah, I heard that.
He played Sarah Garrett, basically the love of her life, really. And
I thought he would be good on there.
There's a scheduling problem, I guess, and he got recasted. So basically, he appeared in one episode. Yeah, that's a bummer. So they're shooting The Bay now. And I did ask her when that's supposed to come out, and she didn't know, but I heard from other people it's supposed to be October. So we'll have to see about that. But, this week we had I want to give our shout out to Bob Hapka, so that way he has to
listen
to the whole show on archive.
Is he in bed yet or no? He's sleeping now.
Let's try to get him early. Maybe he'll actually listen if it's just a little past 10 his time. He hasn't gone to bed yet.
He still needs to call in sometime.
What was that Twitter address again? @BobHapka. Is that what that was?
Yes. Yes, that's what I thought.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
We both followed Michelle Malkin, so that was kind of funny. He was giving a pep talk to Michelle Malkin, this Baldwin basher, this week on Twitter. So he was consoling her. He's pretty funny. So that way I can tell him now. I talked to you at the 8-minute mark, so he doesn't have to listen to the whole show.
Yeah, because I had always mentioned him at the end. But you know what? This is a great idea. Then we may actually get him to listen.
This week we had the We had people leaving town all at the same time and apparently all on the same plane. And
wow.
Yeah, Yvonne took everybody out of town, basically. And yeah. I know. I wish we had more than two episodes with Yvonne and Vivian.
I know.
Yes.
Wow.
That's a shame. I wish they were staying, actually.
Yeah,
they should have brought Yvonne back in the first place.
They were much better.
Why didn't they just bring him back to begin with? Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
No, I'm not sure of the history, but, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but did they not get married, go off and marry at one time? Weren't they together?
No, I never saw their exit scene back in the 90s.
I don't remember. Was there something with a balloon? I thought they did. I thought he proposed, and that's how they left the one time. But I can't be positive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I thought. And just the way they were talking, and they didn't mention anything about, like, them being married at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just had a long history together is more or less what they said. So.
Yeah, Wiki Day says they were together. They left together.
They were together.
Yeah.
It was more than, they were together, so okay.
And he loves her, right? Oh, yeah, now Rex is saying, yes, they were married, so.
Have
these guys.
That's what I thought I remembered, okay.
Well,
but apparently somewhere down the line they got divorced. Did they get divorced then?
Yeah, Victor, yeah.
Well,
they
had married,
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed that she had to be tempted with a movie to go off with him, that, you know, just being with him wasn't enough. So, you know, that kind of, you know. I mean, the Joel, he had me at the Joels, but, I mean, I guess she needed the movie.
Yeah.
But,
I will say, you know, at first I wasn't all that upset to see Vivian leave when they first announced it, not because of the actress, but just because they weren't really doing anything with Vivian at that time. But, but, you know, once they brought Quinn in, that was actually the one angle of that story that I enjoyed, was them rediscovering each other. And it showed, like, a softer side of her character, yet they were still devious and everything. But it showed, like, another, like, she was needy, too. She just doesn't usually show that side of her. And I really kind of liked some of the poignant scenes they had. So it's kind of a shame that they sent her packing when they could have, since they're keeping him after all, they could have really pursued that story a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and I was just wondering, Taylor and Quinn, so now they're kind of going off together, but yet Quinn's supposed to come back and Taylor isn't, so I'm kind of wondering what they're gonna say there. It seems
what
like they wanna be together. Well, Quinn and Taylor are going off together. But he's coming back and she's not.
He's gonna figure out that she's the loser that she is.
I guess he gets tired of her, huh? Yeah.
Who's he gonna go after once he's back in town?
Once
he's reformed.
Back? Yeah. I don't know.
Which lucky lady is going to get him? I don't know. Just as long as he's shirtless, I'm okay. Whatever he's doing, it doesn't matter. No, I'm kidding. You know, I have a little thing with that. You know what would be really cool is to see EJ. They could all be like at the pool or at the sauna or the gym or something. But EJ, Quinn, and Brady, all three of them shirtless at the same time. Trifecta.
Whew. Yay!
Okay. Speaking of shirts and that, and the actor. Bren, he's on Twitter, and he happened to be on the same time that I was on, and he tweeted about, he was so sick of, he says, I can't get my laundry done, my dryer's broken, I'm about ready to kick it. So I figured, so I tweeted back to him, I said, LOL, I says, well, you could bring your laundry over here to my house. So I get a tweet right back, I'll be right over. From him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Did you tell Teo that Bryn Foster is coming over to your house?
I know.
Another Aussie. There's room for more than one Aussie in your life.
Another Aussie, yeah.
I guess so.
And I told him, I said, are you sure? And I was teasing him. I said, are you sure about, does that blue shirt need washed? I said, I hope you're still not wearing it when you come back the next time. He's worn that shirt.
I love it.
And so then I said, but then again, maybe shirtless when you come back.
Yes.
But I didn't get a tweet back from that. So,
well played. Well played.
Yeah.
I love it.
He's funny.
Yeah.
He's probably going, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm impressed, Marianne. You know how to draw those Aussies out, don't you?
I thought I'd get a tweet back from that one, but I didn't. I got just the laundry. I know. But anyway, I just thought I'd share that. I thought it was funny. Had a laugh.
That is really funny.
Yeah.
Angela's on the line. I'm going to pull up Angela. I'm sure she has a lot to say. Come on, Peter.
Hello?
There we go.
Hi, Angela.
Hey. Hope y'all have had a good week. I was just listening to about the Quinn stuff, and I honestly, you know, I feel like I've said this same thing like 1,000 times, and so I try to not just keep saying the same thing over again, but, you know, it could have just been so simple. You know, I was joking about a bus leaving Salem. You know,
but or a limo running
together. All we did was wait for a plane in September. You know, it was just,
we could have ordered that plane a long time ago.
I mean, you know, so much wasted time. And I don't understand. I know they changed their mind about Bryn Foster, and I did feel sorry for him because I was reading some things as far as like just the timing of when he got hired, you know, and evidently he had gone through, you know, some ridiculous gyrations of getting, you know, interviewed, and they thought they would cast him, and then they changed their mind and changed something else. And they did a bunch of that with him. And then finally they cast him, and then 5 weeks after they had hired him, that's when they decided to get rid. So I think, you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, poor guy.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, to be fair, I think that, you know, it was nice that the show said, okay, you can, you know, we're going to make a place for you in the story, because, you know, he's got a family, and I mean, to have, you know, and every time you get a gig like that, I'm assuming then you turn down other things, and then, you know, and you just keep going back and forth with somebody, you know, and when you're not even talking months, you're talking weeks. I mean, that makes a huge difference. So I think that the show, you know, probably was good to, you know, to find a spot for him. I'm so much, I'm 100% sold on the martial arts day spa, but, you know, I'm leaving my mind open. We'll see what it's going to be. And because I think he's supposed to come back a changed man. You know, I think they've been alluded to several conversations, this week, maybe last week, about just how, you know, that's kind of what Taylor thinks her calling is to help, you know.
Oh Lord, she's so pure. She's such a pure person.
You know, again, we can just think.
He's a bad character.
We can at least thank
Pimp Quinn for getting rid of Taylor. I mean, that sounds like that's his objective at this point.
Yeah.
You know, that's his purpose. And, you know, maybe they really didn't think very long. I mean, maybe they said, okay, we're getting rid of you, and then they're like, oh, wait, we're not, but we are for a little bit, you know, kind of thing behind the scenes, because that was such a convenient way, the way they tied all that up together and were able to ship them off.
So many of those decisions, I would think, you know, I would hate to think that somebody sat around and really contemplated this and then made some of these decisions. You know, I think that some of the decisions got made pretty quickly. Like the whole thing of basically sticking Taylor into McCarthy's role at the police department.
Yeah.
You know, no training.
That was also funny.
No training, no anything. Here she is. And then, you know, Roman came in. I still laughed out loud when Roman came in one day and said, we've finally gotten access to the FBI system. Here, Taylor, go over here and check up and look these people up. And I'm going, I'm sure the FBI is first of all going to hand over its systems to just anyone, especially someone who's not qualified, trained, or background checked. And then,
right.
and then, and then just like, and then the other day they had a thing with Rafe at the police, and like, you have to just kind
of
laugh.
I know. I talked about that last week. That it's like, he's like, well, this is one of the benefits to being former FBI. And I'm in any other, in corporate America, the first thing they do when they know you're leaving is cut your access off. I mean, yeah, the FBI is going to let him still tap into the database, right?
I know, and they fired him. I mean, you know, it's just,
and they just sat there and watched, like hey,
decided,
great.
And so Lord only knows. Anyway, so I feel like, you know, they just were trying. And that's what makes me just irritated about the fact that it just was such a waste of time, because they could have focused on the cast that was left.
Yeah.
And like I said, and Chloe, I'm still sad that Chloe's going. I know some folks are, but I appreciate what they've done with Brady. But my gosh, all I can think of is that they could have done this so many different ways without her having to be a prostitute and without waiting until she's leaving the show.
Mm-hmm.
I do hope that they recognize, there was a lot written this week about the ratings.
I think she'll be back, though. Don't you think she'll
be
back?
I think so, too.
I think she's coming back.
Yeah, I hope so, because, like I said, and bring her back, though, as how that character is supposed to be, not, how they have just run over her backwards and forwards with a truck in the last couple of years to where you just couldn't even recognize her. But, it's interesting that they waited all this time, and I'm still... When y'all were talking about Louise Sorrell and Yvonne, and I can't remember what Yvonne's real name is in real life, one of the things that they talked about when they first were going to bring her back, he was actually living in another country doing a regular job.
Wow.
So they didn't actually think about bringing him back at that time. But I think, also think that when they first started, when they first brought Louise back and they brought Carly back, they were going to have a story with them. And that actually has baffled me to no end as to why they never really did that. I mean, they had some ugly scenes and so forth, but, they could have really built a real story around those two, and they never really did it. They had to have scenes at the end before Louise left about, well, what about Carly? And then she just sent her some black roses, and that was supposed to... So it was just such a poorly planned. I don't know why they hire these people that are so talented and that really do have good reputations, and then just not use them. And then, thankfully that's in the past now. But I do think they tried to get a hold of Ivan early, or Yvonne, or whatever his real name is, before, and they just couldn't convince him to come. And then. This whole Bollywood story was just downright silly. And, Louise Sorrell really didn't appreciate it. And I don't know if I was affected by what she read or what she wrote, because I got really defended about it, too.
She didn't like the way she went off, what she wrote in the
article.
And there were several things, like in just the Quinn story. I admit that again, this summer we were scraping the bottom of the barrel to find anything interesting to watch. Frankly, I know I was. And so the Quinn story, and that relationship, because you never could figure out, was Quinn really a good guy or was he really a bad guy? I don't think they could decide either. But I felt like it was a fundamental error to bring him on as this mystery son, because, back when Louise was on the show to begin with, there was a backstory, and there was all of the reasons that she was so wanted so much to be the surrogate to Philip, and, her obsession really with her nephew Nicholas, that's the grandson.
Lawrence, that's right.
But those were some fundamental things to her, because she couldn't have children, and that she, and why she clung so. So to me, to say, oh, by the way, I had a mystery son in Australia that I never saw, to me, totally showed they had not looked at the character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, but on the other hand, I agree, but on the other hand, that could also... have been, she could have, I mean, if we're really thinking they really did
because she didn't get the
history, which is not likely, It's like, yeah, it's like she didn't talk about it. I mean, they could easily write that off as she didn't talk about it, but it was something that had pained her and that was a dark part of her life and yada, yada. Now, I wish they had kind of addressed that. It would have been nice if they would have addressed that at some point, but anyway.
Oh, that could have been interesting, you know.
Yeah.
And diving into any of these people who we have no backstory for could have been interesting, just like hiring, what's her name, Sydney Penney, for a week. And again, I'll say this personal opinion, and a lot of people enjoyed the last of Carly's situation.
Yeah, I thought it was all of
it. I could not watch it. I couldn't.
Like,
the screaming, the crying, and to me, it was just.
And it was a shame, because I like Sydney Penney, and I was looking forward to seeing her on the show, but when I realized she was going to be intertwined with Carly the whole time, I was like, well, I won't be seeing much of her.
A day player could have stood there and said, oh, and now we have Nicholas here. You know, why don't you have him share it with you? You know, anybody, I mean, there was just no facilitation. I thought they would have been better off. They could have brought Sydney Penney in as kind of the psychiatrist, like on The Sopranos, and had EJ go in and have analysis for a month.
There you go.
That would have been fascinating to me, and I would have enjoyed that. And I think it would have been more interesting. But again, why and what the money reasons were, probably as far as why they dragged this thing out. And I know they wanted to give Marlene and Daryl time, and I understand that. I'm just kind of accepting it was what it was. But frankly, you know, it irritated me that, I really gave it a shot and tried to stick with it to be loyal to the show, and it just irritated me so badly because the stories were just useless. And the end, they were even more useless because then they still all just get on a plane. Well, they could have hopped on that plane June 4th. we could have focused more on, you know, the people that were left. But anyway, it is what it is. I'm excited. I wanted to hear what y'all thought about Friday's episode.
Oh,
what did y'all think of that?
Oh, I really liked it. I laughed and cried. Yeah, it did.
Oh,
it made me cry.
Lot.
Yeah.
Friday.
Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always love her and
Beau
together.
I tweeted the writers that Friday's episode made me something to the effect that it made me fall in love with Days all over again or something. It reminded me
I said I laughed, I cried, I remembered.
Yeah.
I read those. Those were beautiful.
I did. And I liked the balance. It was showing the Hortons together, all together, and then it switched to
DeMiro.
EJ and Stefano together. The DeMiro family. How they were
EJ
scheming and how Stefano kind of passed the torch on to EJ and kind of sounds like he's going to be supportive of him. I don't know. We'll see how this all plays out. But I liked how they did. They showed the Hortons, and then the other one was like Jack, Jack coming back.
That's right.
So, I mean, I liked the way they did it, did the whole show. I thought it was really good.
I think I said something. I can't remember exactly what I tweeted, but I said something that couldn't have asked for anything more. As far as, really trying to wrap up, you've gotten the people out that were getting out, and you still got a little bit, they're going to give a little bit more, I think, to the Broey fans, which is good, because I think Chloe's must be around through Halloween, because, we've seen these sneak peek pictures of she and Eric Martsoff in costume.
So she's here for a little bit yet.
She'll be here in October, and her contract ran that long too. So I think she's here a little bit longer, which is of course I'm pleased, and especially if they can do any more repair work, because it was just horrible what they did to her. But anyway, I think the other reason, not to be cynical about why they might do that, is that with this Dirty Soap show coming on, it would make more sense for them to have a little bit of an overlap, because they're probably going to be able to draw in people, that are watching Dirty Soap to go and often see the people on the show. I mean, they'll have Galen Gehring on there as well. But anyway, I don't, have y'all gone to the website and looked at the Dirty Soap previews and the material?
No, I haven't been really that interested.
Watch it on the blog.
Yeah, I've been putting them on the blog,
So tell me, is the premise of this, is it really them, the real life actors? It's kind of like a reality? It's them talking about their life as a soap actor?
Yeah.
I think it's a
Is that what it is? Basically, we're looking into their life, so it's more reality, right? Like when Brandon Beamer and Nadia are talking and discussing stuff, it's them, right?
That's the way it's
them with a camera in their living room.
I think it's like anything like with the Osbournes or anybody else, you know, a lot of that stuff is scripted. I'm very cynical about the Real Housewives, you know, that a lot of it is scripted.
Right, some of it's scripted,
They have done an excellent job on the website for the show. I went over there today. I had a direct message tweet from Dirty Soap for something. I guess I've been following them, but they sent something and said, you know, please check out blah, blah, blah on our website. So I looked at it, and they have done an excellent job. If the soap operas, if Days of Our Lives did such a good job with even just the characters and make it the way it's laid out, because they have the connection of the characters.
Where is this? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I think it's e_dirtysoap.com. But it's they have like connect the characters, so you could they had that one of their pictures with all of the cast, and like you could click on Galen Gehring's wife, and so she had a box, you know, of course going to Galen, and then she gave a little explanation of where they met in 1993 and how they fell in love. And that, you know, now that they have their children and so forth. And then she had a line to Brandon Beamer. She had known Brandon because evidently Galen had gone out for a role in Bold and the Beautiful and did not get it. And and I don't know if it was even the same role, but Brandon, you know, got cast on Bold and the Beautiful. So it explained a little bit about how they know each other. And then I forgot who the other one, probably Nadia maybe was the other one that she had met. And then they had Galen, and they went through the same kind of thing. But the story with Galen and Nadia I thought was really kind of funny, because he said that he had been at a fan event, and Nadia was a little bit afraid to get on this roller coaster. And so he was just kind of egging her on to just say, just get it on, it'll be fine, kind of thing.
That would be me. I'd be like, oh, no thanks. I'll hold everyone's purses and babies, and you guys can all have fun.
So she got on, and she said it, and I think she said it was okay once she got on, but she was terrified. But then she was halfway joking, but she was saying, but never been all that fond of Galen all along, even since then. You know, it was a joke, but, you know, you could tell that, you know, that's kind of a little bit of their history. And then they had of course, Nadia and Kirsten Storm. And, you know, Kirsten is out ill right now. She's taking a temporary leave from General Hospital, so I don't know how that affects Dirty Soap. They don't really say. I think as of September 14th, they've hired a girl to be temporary. I think she's going to be there for two months. And so they didn't say what the illness was. But so I'm sure we won't see a problem the first few episodes of Dirty Soap because they're already
maybe
taped,
somebody tried to wash her mouth out with dirty soap and she got sick. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know what the problem is, but I think she in any event, they had the write-ups for those, and she talked about how she and Nadia both talked about just what it had meant to become friends working on Days together. And and of course at one time Kirsten and Farrah Fath were friends, and then they weren't. And of course, they mentioned that. And of course, Nadia, you know, really is kind of the link that gets along with everybody. Just about the only thing, like, it was kind of a little bit of a negative, I thought, was a little bit with Galen, but it was just kind of a joking type thing. So, but anyway,
they've worked together on Venice and stuff, so they probably know each other pretty well.
Yeah, that's true.
Did their characters interact on Venice?
I don't know, because I never watched it, but I just knew that I had seen pictures of
them. They were on it. they were on it together. I don't know if they were in scenes together, but yeah. But I think the connection part was so nice, and I thought to myself, you know, this would be fantastic thing for the soaps to do. You know, because there's always people that are asking questions. I mean, they'll do a family tree sometimes on days, but you know, really to have a little bit of a connection of how what the history was between some of these people would be really neat. And they also talked about, then they had another thing. They had to connect the cast. They had a separate thing that was a bio on each of them. And that was one of the things on the bio confused me. Somebody else can go out there and look at it and see if it made sense to them. But I think it was Brandon Beamer talking about knowing Kirsten Storm. And, of course, you know, Kirsten had left Days of Our Lives before, you know, she left while Jason Cook was still there. So they would have missed each other entirely on Days. And but he had said, Brandon Beamer said that he had played a short-term recurring role on General Hospital as kind of some type of pervy guy that was dealing drugs or doing something. I never recall that. I mean, I'm not saying, I don't watch General Hospital as closely as I do Days, so it could be that it could have just skimmed by. But and then he said something about Days, and I'm just thinking, how would you have any way to know? You wouldn't have known her on Days. I mean, you might have been at an event or something and just known her as an actress. But that was the only part that I thought the bio just didn't quite make sense. But anyway, I thought it was good. It was very interesting. It was very interactive. They're going to do a lot of stuff with Kelly Monaco and the breakup of her 18-year dating relationship. And so I like I said, they showed a lot of behind the scenes in one of the videos of them getting fan mail at General Hospital and getting some letters from fans that upset them. And so I think they are going to do a good bit of behind the scenes too. And somebody tweeted today, and I thought it was, I think they were tweeting to Tom Casiello, and I didn't know any of the other people that were tweeting to him. They said they really were on board for is it would be great to do like a Studio 60 type program of the soaps. And I love Studio 60. Of course, it didn't stay on very long. It was kind of the behind-the-scenes picture of Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. So I think it's a lot.
Uh-oh, somebody's cutting out.
Hello? Oh, Angelie, still there?
Hello?
No, she's Ashley. She's completely off. Oh, no, she's still there.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm going to hang up on her and see if she... Yep, she's gone now. Okay.
Oh, okay. It sounded like... So I thought maybe it was your phone going out.
No, that was hers. No. Yeah, and yeah, and she just dropped. She can call back in.
Yeah.
I wanted to say, it was driving me nuts. I looked it up. His name's Yvonne Cavera. And it looks like actually been working. He was in a movie called Roman Promuse. I'm not sure how you pronounce that. Last year, and also Burnt by the Sun 2, Exodus. He was in a TV movie called The Village. He was in Terminator Salvation 2009,
oh, wow.
Husband for Hire 2008. But the one that was really neat was 2006. He was in Casino Royale.
Oh.
So the James Bond movie, he just played a hotel person. But yeah, he has been working in the past. It looks like he didn't work after Days though. But the last 5 years, yeah, he has been acting. So, but
good.
He's a Czech. So I'm not sure if he that's the country he moved to. But he's actually a Czech. So anyway.
Huh.
Yeah,
okay, so Matt was back on Friday.
Yes. Go ahead.
Yes, Matt was back. So what did everybody think of his beard? Are we ready for it to be shaved off?
Yes, 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 yes.
I mean, I know it's part of the character and what's going on with the character.
Jack looks best clean shaven. So does Matt,
yes.
I think.
Yes,
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 yes. Yes. Okay, we all agree on that one.
Yeah.
So do we have it? Yeah. So does Wiki Dave have any idea what is going on with him? Like where his character's at right now and what the backstory is?
What happened to him? What was he? Why were we obviously he was in chains somehow, and how did he get away, right?
It's feeling a little bit
really
like
aliens. Was he really on one of
those
things?
Like that.
I was thinking he was on some kind of investigative reporting, and he got
kidnapped or something. Yeah.
He really wasn't on a walkabout. He was. I think he was investigating something. Yeah.
Well, isn't that ironic? Weren't they supposed to release those hikers in Iran this week?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they did.
It was Jack.
Sally has a cool idea.
She said that she thinks maybe he was investigating Alice's problems and got caught. Well, that's interesting.
You mean because of the letters, the mysterious letters?
Yeah. That's interesting.
That's an interesting angle.
Yeah, it is. I like that.
Let's just please hope that all the children that to Alice said were Toms are still Toms.
are we going to get some
scandals? I don't want there to be any
Tom
love letters.
Thomas.
I hope there are any love letters to Stefano in that towel.
Oh, no.
The things that are like, okay.
Oh, no.
Wouldn't that be something? Alice and Stefano.
They were talking about what a pistol she is. I was thinking, maybe she is.
Really?
Yeah,
you could see her,
That'd be hilarious if found out Alice
There has to be one couple on the show that would have been truly faithful to each other.
Exactly.
There has to be one, and there might be only one. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was awfully nice to see Matt back, and I guess so it sounds like he's going to make his surprise entrance or something on the big day, on the big event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On Monday. Yeah, drops on and falls on the cake, I guess, from the preview.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I love seeing the scenes with, like, Maggie and Jennifer and, all of them getting excited about the event.
Yeah, I did watch the long promo on the blog, so I did watch that today. I wasn't going to, but I couldn't stand it. So I thought, okay.
I know. I've been trying to remain as...
Plus, probably the whole show,
I know some things that are going to happen and stuff. I'm trying to remain... I mean, I don't care if we talk about it here. That's fine. But I've been trying. Like, I didn't read Dave's Cafe... spoiler ahead, like she's a day
the spoiler
ahead.
Head.
She's a day ahead. I didn't read the ones for Monday because I was just like, I think I want to wait so I can kind of be surprised a little bit, even though I know I'm not going to be that surprised because we know most of the surprises, but it was still fun to, to kind of think about a little bit. So,
That's
too
funny.
So what else? So that we're putting our money on, Alice's secret is that there's a that she gave birth to a Demir love child.
Now, which one is it? Or it's one we don't know of yet,
Yeah. People are thinking
maybe
it's
really Tony. Maybe
you're really.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I can't. Well, they did get along though.
Back in the day.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, but there was the little mini promo of Melanie and Maggie that everybody's scratching their heads. People were thinking that maybe Melanie's DNA is getting changed, so maybe she's really a Horton of some sort.
See, that would be weird though. Even though Nathan was adopted, there they go again, screwing with adopted versus versus biological kids having sex with their related but not related relatives. I hate that.
Yeah,
I've heard about that too.
Now they're going to change it, not being Carly and Daniels, which was kind of far.
Yeah.
I hate when they do that.
And honestly, that was the one thing I liked Dr. Tan with. That was the one part.
Yeah, that was.
The only thing
I do have to admit,
I liked about him in 4 years, since he broke up with Kate, or since Kate broke up with him, whatever, since he started screwing Chloe, I haven't been able to stand him. And I couldn't stand him before when he was with the 12-year-old either, with Chelsea.
Chelsea,
I just, Only time I liked the way they wrote him was when he was with Kate until he started being a skeevy jerk again. But that was the one part that I actually
an
did.
Honorary
Horton.
You know, they don't
I
have
could actually
change her.
Stand him was when with Melanie as his daughter. Mm-hmm. I kind of like that dynamic. So I don't know, but it sounds like they are going to mess with some. Now, I love Maggie and Melanie. I mean, I love that dynamic and
right.
everything.
It's like her
I,
surrogate mom, I guess, Maggie
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
Yeah, just leave it that way. Why does
yeah,
it
exactly, exactly.
Because those kind of relationships do happen. I mean, why does
exactly.
it have to
and
be blood related?
It,
just drives me crazy.
It makes it more special because they have
yes.
this connection when they don't really have a reason to.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Oh, okay, I didn't hear that. Oh, did you see that one promo clip with John and Marlena? And they were kind of talking. I just kind of thought it was funny when she said about, I hope this isn't a mistake, us going back to Salem.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and I
yeah.
said, yeah,
of course
Deidre,
it's a mistake.
I'm that's coming from you. I know. Yeah.
No, I meant for John and Marlena.
Watch out. Yeah.
Did you know someone's in the, yeah, one of them
a mistake
being,
for
know.
Drake and Deidre going back. Is it going to be a mistake? That's kind of what I was thinking when she said it.
No. Oh, I don't think it's a mistake for those two. I meant for John and Marlena. Oh, yeah. But you know John's going to end up being a pawn. Marlena's going to be brainwashed.
Uh-huh.
And start killing
yeah.
people.
But are they going to regret going back? Are they going to screw with their characters? And are they going to be gone in 2 years from now or a year from now? That's what I mean.
I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I don't mean to yawn. I mean, I yeah. spent all day crying.
Oh. It was her instead
but,
of me.
Yeah, it's my fault. But no, I don't. I actually, that never crossed my mind with that line.
Oh, okay. You know, when anytime they bring veterans back, it's always, you know, how long are they going to last? Or but. Mm.
Well, they can always do what Tony does whenever he comes back. Ah, oh, it's good to be back. Remember, we always say that every time he comes back to the show.
Oh, well, that's Stefano. Oh, it's good to be back. No, that's Stefano. Oh, it's good to be back.
Teo did it, too. Yeah,
okay. I always remember Stefano
yeah.
saying that.
Yeah, I think they both say it, but not, I know, I'll definitely. I can't remember if it was 2002 or, I don't know, he's come back sometime.
I know sometimes he came back, he came out and said, Daddy's back, or something. He came out, Daddy's back, or something. Yeah, I remember that. I remember that, but. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, one of the exits I was excited about, Carly. So, and that storyline just dragged on freaking forever. And I'm glad she's taking Nicholas with her because he's just awful. But he's that. I don't know.
He
so
was.
Anyway, So that was, I guess it probably would have made more sense if they had at least both said goodbye to her. But, you know, at least for one scene, but, you know, they're both busy. So. But, yes, I'm kind of glad that whole craziness is over. And, I wasn't real thrilled with the Snowball tweets this week, so if anybody wants to see what was up with that.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's pretty awful. Why would... I don't know.
Go ahead.
Like, who cares?
I mean, I mean, you know, we all lost our favorites. I just think spamming people with tweets, sending poor actors who had nothing to do with any of the.
Well, did you see
what
they brought Carly to eat in the hospital?
Yeah, the cupcake.
I
don't think that's the point. Well, that's not a coincidence. I mean, I'm sure.
That was funny.
Them off. Yeah, but the whole snowball thing, I guess that's a Bone Carly thing. That's when they're isms. I guess they had snowballs once. But then Christian Fonso took pictures of herself eating the snowballs.
I love it. I love it.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Go, Christian. I love it.
Yeah.
So that was hilarious. But, so that's all on Twitter, and I documented everything. There's people, you know, sometimes when you snap out of being snarky, you're like, oh, shit, why did I do that? So I saved everything. I just case and he got deleted. Because it was just too awesome for words. But, I mean, you know, people need to think, too. When you send stuff to the studio, it's not necessarily going to the person you think it's going to. I'm sure Peter Reckles didn't want to eat all those cups.
Things get lost at that studio, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And they don't go to the right people. Things get stolen or,
But that was hilarious. And from what I've been reading, I guess Christian got bombarded with tweets for 18 hours straight. And that's just not in a way to campaign. It's not like someone sitting there and reading every single spam tweet that they're getting.
It does the opposite effect. It just does the opposite when people try to spam stuff like that, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
The thing is, too, if you want a crystal back, I totally understand that, but I think Carla was pretty much over, you know, stick a fork in it, go and hope we're together.
In a positive way. Campaign positive, not negative. Don't pull somebody else down.
Mm-hmm.
Show the positive why you want your, you know, anytime we ever campaign, it's like positive. You're not putting down other characters or actors.
Right.
You say why you want your actor back.
So. Yeah, I just think, I think no one's ever going to pull that Twitter crap again because it's just annoying. You're just annoying people and sitting around and tweeting to people have nothing to do. I mean, going on, been through every single actor on the days who's on Twitter and snowballing them. That was just ridiculous. So I'm hoping that everybody learned their lesson. No one's ever going to do that again. That just backfired. I'm dumb. But, I think if they wanted the crystals to be on the show, I think maybe they should have pushed for Carly and Dan. So I think that couple would have made sense.
Yeah, that could have
made
sense.
That
would have made sense. I mean,
that could have worked.
I liked them together. I thought they were fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like them together. Yeah. More so than Jennifer and Dan.
Well, and the way when Matt did his interview with us this last time, he was pretty, because he had to be vague because they can't talk about the show, but it's like hard to talk about the show and not talk about the show at the same time. But he kind of alluded to the fact that there would be a struggle. It wouldn't be just like the minute minute Jack walks in the door and dumps Dr. Tan, and that's fine. I want there to be obstacles and angst because that makes the payoff better, you know? I mean, if she just dropped him and, went right for Jack, then in a way I'd like it, but in another way it would cheapen it. Yeah, and I want him to earn, I want them to earn each other again,
I know. If they get back together real quick, it's going to seem stupid like they did with Justin and Adrian. I mean, that didn't take long, and it was a waste, and everything was done off screen, and then they get back burned, and they haven't been taping for 2 months. So, I'm thinking on Jack and Jen should take a long time. And, everybody should be patient. But then we have to feel for Jennifer. She had her husband abandon her. And here's a nice guy who seems pretty normal that she's dating. And, but the thing is, too, though, a lot of times you love the person who's flawed and drives you crazy. So that's the thing. Dan doesn't drive Jennifer crazy, so I could see her being drawn back to Jack because I think she likes the crazy aspect of Jack and the unpredictability.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see on that. And we had another person leave this week. We had Dario. So I'm sure
Dumio?
Anna will leave.
Dario? Did he leave?
Left. I have to admit that
his
party scenes with Melanie were actually kind of touching. I have to admit, for me anyway,
really?
I can't stand the character. But I thought it was kind of sweet and kind of sad. But I don't have any investment in the character, but I thought they did
I still
didn't
like them together. I didn't like
them
together.
No, I didn't either. I didn't either.
I didn't see it at all. Yeah.
No. Mm. But I just saw that one brief scene, I think, when they were saying goodbye and everything. But and I kind of liked the scenes at the pub, even though I didn't buy their relationship at all and quite frankly fast-forwarded through most of it. I liked the scenes at the pub afterwards when, Dan heard that they used to – Alice or whoever would get make ice cream sundaes when somebody was upset about something.
Oh,
or whatever,
yeah, and they
so,
had a fun. Yeah, that was
cute.
Yeah,
they had the ice cream sundaes. I thought that was cute, you know. I thought that was really sweet. So I just love that they're giving shout-outs to the past. I love that they're really, like, remembering, you know, things that we that are all important to us. And
you know, seeing, just, Doug and Julie again, you know. Always she looks so good. She's so, she just looks so pretty.
Her skin is, like, perfect.
She's beautiful,
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm getting cheekbones to kill for.
He looks great, too. I mean, he's really good.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, they're a really cute couple. That's neat.
They are.
Yeah, so, so I know. I can't wait to hear them sing this week. That's going to be. And they said this is the first time they ever sang together on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
together?
First time the Hayes ever did a duet.
Because he always sang on the show.
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't. There's a ton of singers on the show, and they never get to sing. Molly Burnett sings. It kind of surprises me. I mean, you know, if, like at One Life to Live, they do their musical every May. I know some people get real uptight, and they don't like special episodes, but I think Eric Martsoff can sing, too.
Eric Martsoff can sing, too.
I mean, we know he can dance.
He can dance.
Well, I think too, they used to have Doug's place where they'd sing. You know, where you know Doug wasn't Doug would sing and stuff, and Liz would sing and everything back in the day. And I think now because of copyright and everything, they can't afford their budgets. Just can't afford to pay. So that's
Bill
what
Hayes
I think
talked
that
about
Brent,
that on the
that
interview.
Brent Nelson, who's the one of the ones that wrote the theme, I think, to the show or something, or does some of the music. Days of Our Lives tweeted a link to the song that I guess was played during the fashion show earlier this week. I actually missed that part of the episode, but I guess the teens were trying on clothes and doing all kinds of stuff. Well, anyway, they were playing the song during it, and I guess it was an original song by this Brent Nelson. And so I think he and Ken Corday actually write a lot of the music that's actually featured on the show. So I think that's because of budget. I mean, they probably like writing, too, and like having original stuff on the show. But whenever they, you know, do something that's not original to the show, it's like they have to pay out the wazoo, I guess, so... Which is a shame because, of course, those of us who watched in the 80s can remember, you know, the whole, like, Tonight I Celebrate My Love with You, you know, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Some of the theme songs that they had back then were the real songs that we used to listen to on the radio.
And the songs became popular because of the Days of Our Lives, too.
Right, that's true. Good point.
So, but, you know, that would have been cool that they would have brought Gloria Loring back. Just for the for the dedication. Even if it was just one episode, that would have been neat. Who knows? And maybe they're getting the gist that we like parties on the show, and we like them dressed up.
So
the whole cast, you know, and have the whole cast interacting with each other. And the story
the day that they started filming, I'm sure it went on for more than one day of filming, but the day that they started filming the stuff we're about to see, I know, I think they said they had 41 actors on set that day or that week or whatever, all at once, 41 actors. So that's pretty amazing. And almost all people that we know and recognize, you know, so that's pretty cool. So... that's cool. Oh, I had a funny Days of Our Lives moment at the grocery store the other day because, honestly, like in my everyday life, I don't know that many people who have been watching Days, you know, currently.
Right.
But, I mean, I just don't meet them. Like in college, all my friends watched, and, you know, you kind of knew that, you know, and I know, you know, my friends, like you guys and everything watched, but, like, just talking to people, like at a party or something, you don't really meet people that watch the show, or at least I don't. But I was at the grocery store and I had purchased the SOD that had the Days people featured on the cover and like the big preview for the big event and all that. And so the checkout girl's like, oh, do you watch Days? And I'm like, oh, yeah. And she's like, oh, I used to watch that show. And she's like, Bo and Hope, and da-da-da-da. And she's, I'm like, oh, yeah, we're standing in line talking about Days. And then the girl, the checkout, the girl that was bagging my stuff, she's like, oh, my gosh, is Stephanie still on the show? And, you know, I said, yeah, do you remember Kate Roberts? He's married to her now. You know, it was funny. And then the really ironic part is I was so distracted talking to them that I left the milk in the carton and got home and went, no milk. So, like, oh, well. But, yeah, it was kind of fun to talk. And I encouraged them to watch this week. I said, hey, if you haven't watched in a while, I said, do you remember John and Marlena? And they're like, oh, yeah. You know, I said, well, they're going to be back. And personally, they weren't my favorites. But you know, I said, they're going to be back. A lot of other familiar faces are going to be back. So you guys should tune in. So did my own little PR for the show.
Well, Martha Madison just tweeted she's on vacation. She's saying 2 days in London, 9 days in Paris, and 16 days in Rome. Holy cow.
Who is this?
Who's that? Who?
Martha Madison.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Yeah, the last bell. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm kind of surprised that they're filming Bay unless she got hers done early. But, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I know. When I talk about Days, like, when I talk about with women, it's okay. With men, they're like, you watch soap operas? I mean, they still have an attitude about it, though. But, you know, like, soap's a dirty word, basically.
You know what's really funny, though, is, like, guys did and do watch the shows sometimes because they're under the radar. They don't really like to admit it sometimes. My brother-in-law, one day I was, I don't know what was happening. Maybe I'd said I'd just gotten back from L.A. and had gone a day of Days or something. And he's like, oh, my gosh, I used to watch Days of Our Lives. And he's like, basically it was a great chick magnet, if you will. And his wife's like going, okay, because she was one of the chicks. But anyway, he's a really super nice guy and just, like, totally, you know, great father, great, you know. But it was just so funny to say, oh, yeah, I'd watch with the sorority girls and stuff, and we'd hang out and watch. I'd have them come back, and we'd all watch it at my fraternity house and stuff. I was, like, cracking up, just, like, thinking, oh, my gosh, this is too funny. So, yeah, it's fun. And I saw a little clip. There was a little blurb in, I think it was Soap Opera Digest at the back where they have fan mail or something. Or maybe, I can't remember if it was in that publication or somewhere else, but this lady wrote in about General Hospital. She said, well, my son recently said on Facebook that he thought he was going to bust his son, who's 12, for playing video games, and he went in and realized he was watching General Hospital. I thought, oh, how cute. And then she said something like, I was so proud, because he had watched it around her. He knew that she watched it. And, you know, he'd walk in and, you know, he'd say something, you know, like, is so-and-so back on the show or something, or just make comments. And I thought, oh, that's cute. So.
Yeah, I was just thinking when I was on Twitter a lot on Friday, because basically my freaking satellite dish wouldn't work in the rain. And I couldn't watch all my children or Days. And everybody commenting on all my children's last episode were men on Twitter. It was all guys. Maybe it's just
is really?
Mom calling. Yeah.
That's funny.
It was all guys
I know at Bob Hapka watches with his wife, too. You know, his son was on the show, of course. But he sounds like a real fan. Like, he watches the show even though Mark's no longer on the show. It sounds like he's a pretty good fan of the show. So I love it. I think it's great when guys watch it. And a lot of guys, you know, one of my friends, her mother and her mother's boyfriend watch it every single day. And they actually, you know, sometimes they'll come over and watch it all together. So I think that's great.
So we got Angela back.
Oh, good. Her battery charge.
Yeah, what happened
there? What happened?
I don't know. Having technical difficulties tonight. I'm not quite sure. Sorry, didn't mean to just abruptly leave.
That's okay. It happened.
Oh, well, I thought Carrie's phone was going out. I was like, oh, no, don't lose us. Yeah. And then it was like, wait,
oh,
where's Angela?
That's happened before. That's happened before.
It did
I lost my phone.
Yeah. Y'all, I had a question. Y'all were talking about the secret, I guess, secret from Alice. Were y'all talking about the little book that fell off the
The letter or something?
Yeah, the little
letters
or something.
Okay, that's what they were. I wasn't sure what all it was. I couldn't tell. So
it looked like
a
group of letters. Or I thought they were invitations at first or something.
Didn't Hope or somebody say something like, it seems like there was something that like Grandma or Alice or whatever wanted me to see or something, and then they left and something like that.
No, she said something. No, why I took it as she said something, but I think Graham wants to tell, or there's some other kind, something else is going to happen. I'm thinking Jack, and then he went to Jack. She says, Graham was trying to say, tell me something else is going to happen. There's another kind of surprise. But then I'll know about Jack. So I think Jack, I think that's what she meant by that.
Okay.
I don't know what the significance of the letters or whatever they are.
Hopefully they're not an Italian. Hopefully they're not an Italian and they don't involve Santine.
I know.
There's a, I read there is a secret bank account overseas, and Hope thinks that Alice was blackmailed and that's why there's an overseas account. So I don't know, but that seems kind of bizarre. I mean, what would you blackmail Alice
secret,
on?
Huh?
They better not ruin Alice, though. It better be for a good thing in the end.
It better, yes.
In the end.
Please, they have to be one,
They have to be something at the very beginning.
Don't mess with Alice Horton, especially when they killed her, you know, with the donuts and everything, you know. God.
Oh, my God.
The donut in her mouth. You just don't mess with Alice Horton. But when they
did that,
remember the Salem killer? Or Marlena, or whatever.
That was devastating to watch. That was just painful.
Yeah.
I mean, they
killing off Mrs. H. Are you kidding me?
I mean,
it was bad enough all the other characters.
I mean, they had a great performance with Deidre and Francis, and they were fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I loved having seeing the videos just of Francis Reed and Peter Reckle. I just loved it when they were, on their adventure.
I love those two together.
I always love
Beau and Mrs. H. together. Yes.
Yes.
I think they had the best scenes together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about
She was always giving him advice about, you know, with Hope and stuff. Yeah, I like that better than her scenes with Hope.
She always believed in them.
Uh-huh.
I think she saw them as like the next generation of Tom and Alice or something
like
that.
Kind of what they were alluding to. You know, they were the next, they were like Tom and Alice. Not quite, but
Well, different personalities.
But that was wonderful that they did that, you know, just in that scene Friday, is when they showed, you know, just Hope and Beau just look so in love again.
I loved it when she got on his lap, he grabbed her and pulled her on his lap and they kissed.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to like see thighs flying in the air and stuff for it to be sexy and for it to be romantic. You know, I mean, that's more romantic than seeing Chloe hump the pimp, you know, or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Romance. That's what
I know.
Well, I'm thankful. The romance and the adventure.
I know. Well, it sounds like that's what they're going to try to bring to us. So I'm anxious to see. Yeah, with
the only thing I worry about is like they're bringing on some other characters, like Sarah Brown's playing with Madison and stuff. And I hope they don't make the same mistake they made with Taylor, where they feature them 5 days a week. And it's like, because Ken said that he realized that's where their mistake, what one of their mistakes was, in letting them take these new, you know, new characters to the show that nobody cared about. And then put them on all the time, which Dave has been famous for doing before. Like with Melanie, she was on every single day for 2 months, you know. I mean, well, everyone hated her because they couldn't get away from her. You know, so then I started liking her later after she wasn't on every single day. But it's like they don't give the audience time to really warm up and really get involved and care about that character. And so I just get the feeling they're going to screw it up again with the whole, you know, Madison with Brady and all that stuff.
Hopefully not, though, because I think one of the things they're doing differently this time is that they are truly attaching these people to characters, you know, on the show. And I don't mean just, you know, just sticking them with them. But they have written backstories. Like Madison James was supposed to be a friend of
I can't even believe, Sammy's during growing up. So she would have known, you know, so there would have been a kinship, and you know, that may have been also during the time period that Sammy had her eating disorder problems, you know, and and some of those other things. So I feel like that the fact that they are, you know, that they're really digging in and at least really trying to give a backstory, because, you know, that's been one of the major flaws in bringing on Rafe and never giving him a real story. And Taylor just, you know, Taylor's backstory was just, you know, that she was goody two-shoes and here she's got a scarf and she's just, you know, hearing One Enchanted Evening as soon as she sees James Scott. So, you know, that's not really a, you know, a backstory. That's just kind of a, so I'm hoping, you know, that they've spent as much time as they have talking about that they will introduce her in a way it's organic, or at least more organic than what we've seen.
And not in a textile kind of way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, and did any of y'all hear the interview with Eric Martsoff and Daryl Ray Thomas?
No, I didn't hear that one.
No.
It was excellent. It was with Silas Kane, who does the Deliberation campaigns and stuff for all the Save the Soaps. And honestly, I don't watch or listen to him frequently, but I had seen where he was going to have, it was originally supposed to be Greg Ming as well, but Greg Ming did not show or couldn't get away or whatever. But it was it's worth listening to on Blog Talk. Like I said, I think his name is Silas Kane, and it's like the first hour, 45 minutes or so, he talks with Eric Martsoff and Daryl Ray Thomas, and it was excellent. Now, I personally, I love Eric Martsoff. I've met him twice, I guess, in real life. He is a great actor, but he is the most personable individual. You know, he really has a way to make everybody feel at ease and communicate. And I just think he's probably one of the best. You know, they've sent him out on almost every, you know, junket of whatever sort with the public because he does handle it so well. And, you know, he can make anybody feel really comfortable and excited. You know, and you can feel the excitement that he has about the show. So if you do get a chance to listen to that interview, it's really worth it. Or maybe you could even do a link or something, you know, from the Diva site, because they also talked about the humor, because obviously Daryl Ray Thomas, I think that must be, you know, really part of his forte is some of the humor, trying to make sure that certainly we have the drama and we have the romance and everything, but we also have some humor in there too. And it was just very encouraging, I would say. It was very encouraging to hear all of that and who else has the communication that the Days fans have with the writers right now. No one does. I mean, you know, and there's, so I think it's, you know, and they're encouraging people, you know, to, you know, if you've got ideas, to, you know, let us know and different things. So I was really proud of the show. I was proud of Eric, but I always think Eric Martsoff does he's just a class act. And but it was a very good interview. And like I said, it's like 45 minutes. And then the second half of it, if you're not interested in the detail of their campaign to, you know, for all the other soaps and Prospect Park and all that kind of stuff, you can just kind of, you know, they segmented it out. So you can just listen to the stuff on Days and then go on about, you know, whatever else you want to do. But I do think it was a good one. And they had an interview with who was it? Neville Lee had Buzzworthy Radio had a good interview with Galen Gehring last night. And James Scott couldn't be there, but I thought Galen was really very magnanimous and very nice and extending James's regrets because he was stuck in the middle of production and so forth and couldn't participate like he had planned to. So it was just, like, everybody was really trying to work as a family and a team, you know. It was a good feeling to hear that.
Good. It's good to hear. I'm going to have to listen to that sometime. Yeah. So I know Blog Talk Radio is where you need to go to get all the latest information.
Yeah, Twitter. It's just I thought ever going on Twitter for so long, and then
Me too. Yeah.
You can get the most information the most quickly from Twitter.
Yeah,
by far.
Mm-hmm.
Well, does anyone know next week? As far as you know, obviously Kate and Stefano will be at the celebration, but I wonder when Kate is going to really kind of start making her announcements about Countess Wilhelmina.
I don't remember.
I was wondering if you guys, was Nicole the face of Countess Wilhelmina?
Oh, I don't remember.
I
thought Carrie was at one point.
I didn't watch that era. So.
Carrie was, and I think Nicole did some modeling, but I thought she was more clothes.
Didn't Nicole kind of get involved with Austin a little bit there at one time?
Wasn't Nicole kind of involved with Austin a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
At one time?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was another rainbow she chased after, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she ever got him, though. I think they kissed me.
No.
Yeah.
I think that it'll be interesting to see. I guess I'm excited about the Countess Wilhelmina thing coming back and whatever this Madcap Cosmetics or whatever it's going to be called, the one that Madison James has. I think that'll be interesting. It'll be interesting, too, to see what other cross-marketing stuff they come up with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about that, too.
Cosmetics. One time I really thought when they first started talking about doing some of this and I had Nate Berkus on and I was hoping that they would do something with Hearth and Home because it's really kind of dropped Hearth and Home because I thought, you know, there's a lot they could sell and market like that too. You know, they could really mix up their sets.
So, you know, and Lauren made a good comment in one of her interviews where she said, you know, Countess Wilhelmina is more Kate than Hearth and Home really was, but Hearth and Home is more Lauren. I mean, she cans her own heirloom tomatoes and stuff at home, but you know, that's not Kate, you know. So so it's kind of like I think Lauren's enjoying, for the character of Kate, you know, she's enjoying, you know, this this rebirth of the cosmetics company. And gosh, Lauren has the most beautiful skin, having both on screen and in person. I mean, just like gorgeous. So I mean, she definitely would be definitely legitimate, you know. That would be certainly a business that I think even newcomers that don't know the history of that business would be able to say, yeah, that makes sense, you know. So
yeah, I'm excited about it. I really am. I'm glad to see it's coming back.
Yeah. I think it'll. I just hope
I'm glad
that, you
the
know,
women are getting jobs on the show too.
Yeah, definitely. We get to see some power suits on Kate again. That'll be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. So
I think the show missed the boat with Carrie being a defense attorney, and she should have went back to Countess Wilhelmina instead. Because that's more her style. She's not an attorney. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's hard to buy. That's really hard to buy.
Carrie's an attorney.
I think she's going to be representing John, right? I mean, is that
right?
So of course that means she's been practicing in Switzerland, but she's going to know all about federal, RICO laws and everything. You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Maybe they will have some little fire between she and DJ in the law and the offices. I didn't remember that.
I should wrap up the Gus storyline. I mean, that was just a mess.
Gus.
That was just a mess. I felt bad.
They should have made the DA. The attacker. They should have made the DA, not Gus.
Yeah.
Gus,
but they were trying to get rid of him, too. So, I mean, I think the writers probably did as good of a job as they could when they came in and they had to hurry and rewrite a bunch of stuff and everything and get rid of some of these characters and all. I mean, I think they viewed it as, let's just rewrite these things, get it going, and clear the deck, and then we can write our own story, you know. And
And he was abandoned
even
on the pier.
Even still, they don't get the total complete say of what ends up on the camera. So, you know, it's like, you know, the things we may not like, you never know who's making the real decisions. So, you know, but I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. And I will say this, they are fan friendly and they definitely care. They seem to really care and they seem to be really excited to be back and to be there. And so that's a plus because I never really sensed that from some of the other writers, and, you know, some of the other head writers that we've had. So, I mean, Chris Weitzel, I never even saw. I never heard from him, never saw anything, and I don't know if he was just the silent partner in the head writing team or what, but and Dina, I didn't see much of either, except for when they were talking about the autistic story, and that was fine. But, you know, so I'm glad that they're on Twitter. I'm glad that they're interacting with the fans and everything. And,
they're by far the leading edge as far as, you know, being social and really communicating. I don't think there's anybody that even compares to them.
That's true. Yeah, so those head writers go into hiding, and some of them are recluses, and they don't want to talk to anybody. So they're totally different.
You know,
these two tweet all,
I
mean, these two actually tweet, you know.
Yeah, one thing I've learned over time, though, is, you know, you just never know how much behind-the-scenes stuff people have to deal with, you know? I mean, like, you just never know what all the politics that's involved with some of this stuff, you know? And even with Dina, there are probably things she wanted to write that she never got to write. And I'm not defending her, but, you know, it's kind of hard for, you know, to say that everything is that's good or bad about it is just, you know, because of the writers or whatever. But I feel good about it. I feel like that they're bringing back new energy and they're excited to be there. And that's, I mean, it sounds like they actually watch the show, so that's always a plus too, you know. So it's always nice when the people writing for the show actually watch it. So you know, so we'll see. But oh well, should be fun. Looking forward. We finally got here. It seemed like it took forever to get to September 23rd.
I didn't think it would ever happen.
Nowhere.
But they're also doing some diversity. I saw what they posted another casting call for a 23-year-old African-American young man.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
Good deal. They're going to add some more diversity to that.
So apparently Lexi's going to be having an affair soon. I'm just kidding.
Oh, now.
That's the age she likes. You know,
I was gonna say she likes fresh meat.
Our good
Sonny hadn't don't fool yourself. If Sonny hadn't been gay, she would have been going after him too. No, I love Lexi. I'm just teasing. But
well, you know, one question that I still have is that you know, and I wonder if the. Because who was it? Was it Robin and Mike that had the child?
Yeah. And Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Oh, yeah. He was horrible.
Touch my thighs.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
that was
God.
That was
horrible.
That was a touch my
horrible
thighs
horrible character. Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh. That was miserable.
But there was another potential mixed marriage that could have.
Oh, back in the day, there was a big story with, and I can't remember, Valerie something.
Oh, Valerie, yeah.
Valerie Graham.
Valerie Graham.
I can't
remember.
And
we're
who was it? Was it David Banning or one of the Bannings or something? Or
maybe so. Maybe that was him.
And it was a black girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it David Banning?
Yeah,
I think it was.
That was
Julie.
In the late 70s.
Julie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was in the 70s.
And they tried to do it, but then I think it ended up getting, you know.
Yeah.
One Life to Live was really the only show that was able to successfully do some of that back in those days.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
Hey, Stefano seems to be an equal opportunity breeder. I mean, he has kids all over the world.
That's
Maybe he's got another kid coming back. You never know.
You never know.
Probably, yeah.
Well,
him and Alice, remember? That's what we started out with.
Yeah, that's true. Marlene McPherson said this. This was early on after they had just been named and there were some teasers about how things were going to, you know, evolve.
And it seems like I read, and I may have dreamed it, but I think I read, they said that someone, a long-term citizen of Salem, was going to turn out to be someone else. And maybe I dreamed this. I don't know. Maybe I'm
they're not who we think they are?
But I just wonder who that could be if they did that. Or if it was just an idea and it was dropped at some point. Because there really hasn't been any other indication, of somebody else turning out to be someone else.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
I'll have to go back and try to find it. It was written months ago.
Yeah.
I wonder who that could be.
Yeah, so who knows? That's what I said. I hope that Tom or Alice didn't have, like, some mystery illegitimate kid or something.
I
don't think they'll go there. I don't know.
No, I don't
think
so either.
I don't think they'll go there.
Oh. My recall broke up again for, like, the 10 millionth time. It was so... recall Rick and Brady.
Brady and Nicole broke up again. Well, it was Nicole this time.
I'm not even sure.
Yeah, again.
You can find yourself
with Brady. Find yourself with Brady. Come on.
You're just Ben. Rex just made a comment in the chat room. She says, could Roman be Chris? That would be a great twist. Wouldn't it?
Roman be Chris.
We've
been waiting for that forever.
That would be freaking hilarious.
The best play.
Or maybe he could play.
Roman
could play
still
dual,
is Chris
could
the
play
man.
Dual, yeah, he could play dual roles. Maybe he already
does.
No. Shannon Tweed's available. Maybe bring her back.
Well, they interviewed Wayne Northrup at one time and said that he would come back as Roman.
Mm-hmm.
And, especially if it was like at the last of the show, if the show was getting ready to end. So it really would be a hoot if they would bring Wayne Northrup back on as Roman and then just, have Chris Prostichek did not die.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He could come back and... I would be thrilled because Josh Taylor really hasn't had much of a chance. I mean, it was just the whole Roman, John Black saga, how many changes there were. It's just hard. It would be hard for anybody to jump into. But he was fantastic as Chris Kostichek. He really was.
He was. He was. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is there a couple minutes left? Is there any last minute things I may want to add in before we call it in the night?
I'm anxious to see the kids. They've all been missing for like 8 weeks.
Is there a reason that they haven't been showing them?
I just hope they aren't sore-assing all of them.
I hope not.
I mean, I wouldn't care if
they haven't been on for a while.
But the Johnny, Sierra, and Terrell, what's
Theo?
Terrell in real life. Yeah, I really like those kids. I mean, they're really good, so I hope they don't,
they should be there in the Horton Square. I mean, you think they would, especially Sierra.
Hopefully it's kids, it's kids we recognize. One thing that I just remembered that I thought was really touching when EJ said something to Stefano. It kind of made me mad, too, because I love the Demiris. But he said something about, like, Johnny saying the kids were scared of, whatever, the boogeyman or whatever, and the Demiris.
And the Demiris.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
It was both funny and poignant, I was like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he doesn't want people to be scared of the Demiris anymore.
Now
we do.
Yeah. Yeah, we want everybody to be scared of them.
Yeah, we do.
We love the Demiris.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, ladies, I'll drop off. Thank you. This is a great show. I enjoyed talking.
Oh, great having you.
Thank you.
We're glad you joined in.
Okay.
Take care.
Thanks, Angela. Okay. As far as the kids are concerned, they kept the Johnnies and Allies. I think Sydney definitely got recast.
That's what I heard.
And
I heard that she was
recast.
Yeah.
And
I hope they keep Sierra.
And I think with Kayla, there's a rumor out there they might actually make Joe Johnson a teenager, which I hope not.
Oh.
He would have went from a baby to a teenager in what 2 years?
Yeah.
That's a little far. But we know Joe Johnson is coming back, but, I mean, I don't think they should make him a two-year-old a bit, or a teenager. That's a little much. So, I don't know. And Sally wants to know what happened to 7-year-old Jack Jr. Well, we have no idea. But he is on the Internet, though, so I remember reading that somewhere. So maybe he's tweeting with Sierra and Sia.
There you go.
Okay, well, it's time to call it a night. I mean, I'm just, like, dragging.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's good talking to you. Well, thanks, everyone, in the chat room. And thanks to Bob Hapka and Amy Hapka for not listening.
Bob hasn't been on Twitter in 5 hours, so he's definitely not around.
He's sleeping.
All right. Take care.
So next week's show is going to be really big, so I encourage everybody to come next week.
Yeah.
We'll have a lot to talk about next week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's it, girls. Thanks a lot, Angela, Anna, and Marianne. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.
Take care. Thanks. Bye.